Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Manhattan jury found that you sexually abused the writer E. Jean Carroll and defamed her. You've denied this. But what do you say to voters who say it disqualifies you from being president?
Well, there aren't too many of them because my poll numbers just came out. They went up.
Okay. Fatality. Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Young progressive voters aged 18 to 29. Why are young progressives souring on the president?
How much time do you have?
Come on, man.
Does it bother you that he keeps talking about 2020? How do you feel about those lies?
So I feel like part of it's also the media narrative, as you guys asked him the first question at the town hall about the 2020 election, rather than current stuff.
So don't you think he could say it's time for me to start talking about 2024, not lies that aren't true?
Couldn't the media ask him a question about 2024?
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Title 42 expires in about 6 hours, and the border will be deluged by a horde of third world illegal aliens coming into the United States of America. The fundamental transformation of America continues. You know, Mayorkas admitted today that the Border Patrol did not whip the Haitian immigrants. Came up when April Ryan, of all people, is she working for NPR or one of the networks? I mean, she's I don't think she does too much street reporting. But she admits that there was no whipping of illegal aliens. We'll get that cut for you in just a moment. But you know, I want to play a few Biden cuts first. We don't have a lot of them today, but we like to share what we've got every day, whatever we have. He was bragging again. Let's start with Biden cut 5.
My authority under the Antiquities Act.
Antiquities.
Are those column C's, normie C's, or antiquities?
Antiquities Act. What national monument was that it was covered? Cut 4.
For 3 national monuments, Bear's Ears, Grand Staircase Escalante, Northeast Canyon and the Seamount Marine National Monument.
The Seamount. The Seamount. Okay.
East Canyon and the Seamount Marine National Monument.
Cut 3.
Hunters, anglers, environmental advocates work together to protect this ecosystem.
Hello. The ecosystem's working great, Mr. President. Cut 2.
Second gentleman is here, along with his parents, Mike and Barbara. And as they say in Southern Delaware, you've done good raising that boy.
Hey, boy.
Hush up, boy.
Bar?
Yeah. Boy.
Don't call me Bar.
Oh, boy.
You know, if he had half a mind, I would say he was calling a white guy a boy just to show that he's not prejudiced. But that's way beyond Brandon at this point, probably way beyond him in his prime, such as it was. Cut 1.
Well, I'll tell you what, looking at the guys up front here, having to put on ties when you're on a school day. That's a hard thing to do, and all you lovely young ladies, you're not hot, are you?
Did that have a double meaning? You're not hot, are you? If Trump said that about E. Jean Carroll, there'd be yet another lawsuit in the works.
Biden's about to get sued.
E. Jean Carroll at the age of 80 would be suing. I don't like being called hot. Cut six.
Pardon as the president departs.
All the kids under the age of 15, come on up here.
Yikes. Yikes. 844-500-4242. Do we have that cut from Mayorkas here? Here he is admitting that they, I don't think they, did they ever issue a final report? I think the report was fairly tepid and didn't really come to a conclusion, except they weren't going to be disciplined. Now he's finally copped to the fact that that they didn't do anything wrong. Here it is.
The southern border is not just Mexicans. It is Haitians. It's Africans, as we've seen, particularly with that issue with the Haitians being whipped with the reins or the horses. But what is there?
Well, let me just correct you right there, because actually the investigation concluded that the whipping did not occur.
I'm sorry, I saw it differently. They were whipped with something from the horse, reins from a horse. I maybe the video or the picture was fixed, but what I saw was totally different. I'm sorry.
I'm going to leave you as corrected.
Who am I to believe? You, Mr. Secretary, or my lying eyes?
So those agents, so they can get rehired now, right?
Oh, that woman is part of the cream of the National Press Corps, April Ryan. I got to hear that one again.
The southern border is not just Mexicans, it is Haitians, it's Africans, as we've seen, particularly with that issue with the Haitians being whipped with the reins or the horses. But what is there?
Well, let me just correct you right there, because actually the investigation concluded that the whipping did not occur.
I'm sorry, I saw it differently. They were whipped with something from the horse. Reins from a horse. Maybe the video or the picture
horse?
Was fixed, but what I saw was totally different. I'm sorry.
I'm going to leave you as corrected.
Oh, my goodness. 844-500-4242. This is an interesting statement by Mayorkas too about what's going on down at the southern border, and I think he's telling us more than he means to, or he's telling us the truth, and he doesn't think that we see what he's really saying. Cut 21.
We prepared for this moment for almost 2 years, and our plan will deliver results. It will take time for those results to be fully realized, and it is essential that we all take this into account.
What results are you looking for? You're letting in, and Donald Trump said 15 million people will be in by the end of the year, and they don't have jobs, they don't have skills, they don't speak English, they don't have any money, they're destitute, many of them have diseases, many of them are carrying fentanyl. Many of them are going to join the gangs across the country and not just in the cities anymore. It will take time for those results to be fully real. I think the results are going to be realized very quickly. I think they're already being realized, you know, every day with the drunk driving cases, the human trafficking, the fentanyl deaths skyrocketing, the drive-by shootings, as John was just saying, the increases in the cost of rents, and they're all they're all subsidized. They are all subsidized. 781. I'm going to fly down to Mexico and cross into the U.S. so I can get a new cell phone and a debit card with $2,000 loaded onto it. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Ken, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ken.
Good afternoon. I have a quick question. What do you think the possibility of the government taking eminent domain over property that has empty bedrooms and putting some of these illegal aliens in in our home.
You know what? I don't think they would mind. I think a lot of these people on the left who are calling the shots in the White House wouldn't mind doing that. But I don't think they feel they have the power to do that yet. But you know, you never know. I mean, isn't this happening in Britain? People leave their houses vacant for a while, and squatters move in. Because they got the same problem over there. Maybe not as bad a collection of illegal aliens, but they're pretty bad, and so the owners come back and they try to evict them, and they're told they can't get rid of them. I mean, it happens some places in the United States. There's always stories about somebody in Long Island who can't get squatters out, but it's still an exception to the rule. But you're right. I mean. You can't rule out anything now. Never say never, as long as these people are in control, because again, their plan will deliver results, and it will take time for these results to be fully realized, but not much time. Not much time. It's a good question. 844-500-4242. We're going to talk about illegals this hour. I'm back in Massachusetts. Before I left Florida, I made sure to order more Balance 7 for the studio, and now it's done. I now have enough Balance 7 for myself and for the VIPs to try. I also have a huge jar that I'm going to take back to the condo, because I like to have it in the morning. And it's just great, because Balance 7 means more energy, less heartburn in the morning, less joint discomfort, better mental clarity, a boost in immunity, notwithstanding what happened the other day. I hadn't been sick all winter long. Better sleep, more regular digestion. If you need help with any of these issues, please give Balance 7 a try. Balance 7 reduces the acid in your body. You'll notice a difference in how you feel in just 2 to 3 days. Once you start it, you'll be hooked. If you stop, you'll notice you're not quite as well-tuned, shall we say, as you were. Chances are you'll want to get right back on it and start feeling better and more like your old self. Balance 7 took a break from advertising with me last year, but I kept ordering more. They emailed me and thanked me, but I was doing it for myself because it helps me. I feel better when I take Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and order today. Go to balance7.com. If you're a new customer, put in code Howie and save $10 plus get free shipping. That's balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
We'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
Looking for the premium audio at a better price? Check out Raycon wireless earbuds. You get quality sound and essential smart tech listening features for way less than the other big name tech brands. Get 15% off today at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is which is your favorite Trump quote from last night's town hall? Drill, baby, drill. My poll numbers went up after the Carroll verdict. You're a nasty person. Because I'm not president, we have to have honest elections. Calls Ashley Babbitt's killer a thug. Let me pull this out. Or her cat was named Vagina.
Nasty person.
Nasty person at 23% now. That's good for second place. In first place, drill, baby, drill. 26%. 15% for her cat was named Vagina, 8% for the poll numbers, and because I'm not president, and we have to have honest elections, 7% for calling Ashley Babbitt's killer a thug, and 4% for let me pull this out.
All right. And by the way, Caitlin Collins apparently used to work for Tucker Carlson at the Daily Caller. We're going to pull some cuts for tomorrow, I think, about from Caitlin Collins' past. She doesn't want... She's a kind of a chameleon politically, if you know what I mean. Kind of like Alison Camerata, who used to be a normal person when she was in Boston. I can say that about several people that I know that have gone on to fame and fortune in the networks. 844-500-4242. This is, before we go back to the phone lines, I want to read, this is from American thinker J.B. Strzok, Build Back Borderless, Bankrupt, and Broken. Remember, the same people who cannot protect the border from foreign invaders want you to believe that they can control inflation, COVID, and climate change. While they lose the war against drug cartels in their own backyard, they want you to think that they can successfully manage wars on the other side of the globe. While small towns struggle with transnational gang battles, urban homeless shelters overflow, and record-high overdoses cripple American society, the government's crack team of nation killers ignore the nation's pressing threats and instead preach to us about racism, green energy, and the importance of welcoming men in girls' restrooms. When the same government agents who conducted warrantless searches of American cell phones in order to nab every patriotic granny waving a flag near the Capitol on January 6th claim they have no way of tracking illegal aliens in the United States, they're lying. When the same national security state that censors Americans' online speech claims not to know how many illegal aliens are here, it is lying. When the same IRS that regularly targets conservatives for their political beliefs claims it can't track tens of millions of illegal aliens working here under the table, or worse, stealing American Social Security numbers and fraudulently assuming their identities, it is a lying. When the same intelligence community that has eyes on every inch of Ukraine's border claims that the U.S. border is too long to reasonably guard, it is lying. 844-500-4242. Baxter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Baxter.
Hey, Captain, it's really good to talk to you. I want to talk about Title 42, my point, but before I do, I want to say, the news of your demise has been greatly exaggerated.
Fortunately.
And glad you're back.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you something. I fainted when I had COVID during Christmas, and I didn't have the luxury of having a table to break my fall. I landed on the floor and cracked my head, but it's no fun passing out, man. No fun at all, I'm telling you. Scary as hell.
Yeah, it is.
But as far as Title 42, can we get Governor Abbott to bring some of the migrants to the Hamptons this summer? I'm sure Howard Stern has a lot of property on that on the beach there, and they could.
I wrote my column tomorrow. Martha's Vineyard needs to step up. You know, they haven't stopped rhapsodizing about how wonderful those 44 hours were before the National Guard moved in and removed them from the bucolic island paradise at gunpoint. You know, so they should be able to take 50 or 100,000, don't you think, Baxter? And if Martha's Vineyard could take 50 or 100,000, the Hamptons should be able to take a quarter of a million easy, I would think. Right?
Easy. Oh, lots of real estate. Lots of real estate.
Yeah.
They love them. I'm sure the people of Southampton would just love to have to welcome immigrants into their lovely town. I think it would be perfect. I mean, it would boost business.
You know what it would be, Baxter? It would be a celebration of diversity, as they love to say. You know, there's nothing like a celebration of diversity. You know, fentanyl on the streets, homeless encampments, child prostitutes, tattoo machete wielding youths, fighting it out as transnational gangs, as the American thinker writer put it. You know, there's so many wonderful things that there's the cultural amenities. We can't have any cultural appropriation. You know, we've got to let them do their own thing, and we can't try to exercise our Eurocentric values on them. We've got to let them live in the wonderful style to which they've become accustomed for these thousands of years. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. let's face it. Prices are up, bank accounts are down. We are officially entering a dupe session. Most products do the same thing but are priced differently based solely on the brand name, so a good duplicate or dupe is crucial. Like Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon's mission is to prove you don't have to pay an arm and a leg for quality sound. In fact, you can get a pair of Raycons and a spare and still pay less than you would with some of these other big-name tech brands out there. You also get essential smart tech listening features like noise isolation, water resistance, and 3 customizable sound profiles. In this economy, every purchase needs to be perfect, so Raycon offers buy now, pay later options, free domestic shipping, and an easy and free return guarantee. It's no wonder they have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Right now, get an additional 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie, I just crossed over into El Paso, and I'm wondering where I go to get my free government-issued cell phone in crack pipe. I was told I could come here and vote and live in a nice neighborhood like Wesley, like you, and vote for more free stuff.
You don't get your crack pipe till you make your way to Massachusetts, Mike.
Right. And but, you know, if you get to Boston, Mike, you get a you don't only get the crack pipe. You get a choice of a crack. You get a crack pipe and a meth pipe. Most people didn't know that there was a difference between a meth pipe and a crack pipe. But the hour of special deals here in the Commonwealth, because of our status as the bluest of blue states, our junkies get two pipes in their Biden bag. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Influx of migrants in Massachusetts continues to overwhelm state resources, and more may be on the way. This was an astonishing story in the Boston Globe yesterday. They realized that there are a lot of illegal aliens in the state and that there are more coming. A new surge of migrants, those are also known as illegal aliens, is overwhelming the state's aid network. Aid being a synonym for welfare. And even more could arrive in the coming months. Most migrant aid groups across the state said they are working at or beyond their capacity. I mean, are these migrant aid groups getting any government subsidies? Are they nonprofits? Are they doing well by doing good? They're helping thousands of Latin Americans and Haitians who have reached Massachusetts penniless. No problem, amigos. We take care of everything. Your gringo friends will support you forever. After leaving home countries that are riven by political strife and street violence and where local economies have collapsed. I would say the local economy here has pretty much collapsed since COVID.
Joke on them. You came all this way for nothing.
You know, the Joads, there's a line in The Grapes of Wrath. Why are you here? We heard there was work. Why are they here in Massachusetts? They heard there was no work. Now shelters are overflowing. Boston Medical Center is entirely overwhelmed by the near daily flow of illegal aliens coming to the emergency room seeking shelter because they have nowhere else to turn. Many migrants reach Massachusetts after crossing the border without authorization. They are undocumented. They lost their documents somewhere along the line. How about the ones who've been living in other countries, like the Haitians who've been living in Peru, but they decide to come up here because the opportunities are better for handouts? How about that? There are a lot of them that are doing that. And they're saying now that they're showing up from Pakistan or Nepal. I think you need some money to get to the Mexican border from Pakistan or Nepal. You know, I don't think you are penniless. Ugh. In March, the legislature approved a supplemental budget that included $85 million for the state's emergency shelter system. Some of the additional funding will be used to reimburse local school districts for costs associated with enrolling new students from families in the shelter system. So these families, quote-unquote families, nobody speaks English. So they're going to have to take up time from the American students whose parents pay taxes and obey the law to support these third world indigents who are arriving here. The state was sheltering 882 families in hotels Tuesday. 882 quote-unquote families. By comparison, the number of homeless quote-unquote families the state put up in hotels 2 years ago averaged under 10. Under 10. So how do we stop the flow of illegal aliens into the state looking for handouts? The state Senate has a plan. I hold in my hand a document here from the State House News Service. Was the 508, was the Globe baffled at the source of the invasion? You know, amazingly enough, I did not once read the name of Donald Trump in the story. Usually he is blamed in some way for this. But here's the Senate Democrats' plan. Yesterday. Senate Democrats will push to offer lower in-state tuition rates to undocumented immigrants, taking aim at a major policy change that has proved controversial on Beacon Hill in the past. You know why it was proved controversial? Because there were Republicans in the State House. There aren't any more Republicans. Thank you, Jim Jones Lyons and Jeff Deal and Rick Green and all the rest of you in the Kool-Aid cult. The Senate's fiscal year 2024 budget, unveiled Tuesday, 2 days ago, would allow Bay State high school graduates, regardless of their immigration status, to attend public colleges and universities at the lower cost and make them eligible to receive state financial aid. In other words, they're going to go for free. Your kid's not going for free, but they're going for free. Senate President Karen Spilka said the measure would, quote, ensure our Commonwealth's competitiveness well into the future. 23 states plus D.C. already have this, she said. We have to be competitive as well. What are we competing with to get more illegal aliens on welfare moving in here? I mean, what's the that's one competition I want to lose. Is that bad of me? I don't want to pay any more taxes. I don't need any more diversity celebrating going on. Good Lord. Opponents contend the policy would unfairly reward immigrants who are here without legal status and encourage others to head for Massachusetts. Free, you know, here's the deal. I don't think you have to study economics or history. If you have free stuff and you're giving it away, people will arrive to take the free stuff. If you tell them you can come here and not work and we'll take care of everything and give you every advantage over the people who are paying the bills, they will come here. There's another old saying, if you subsidize something, you will get more of it, meaning illegal aliens. If you tax something, meaning law-abiding American citizens, you will get fewer of them. You may not get fewer American citizens, but you get a lot fewer law-abiding American citizens. Because what's the point? If you're going to be punished for obeying the law, no one's going to obey the law. 844-500-4242. 508, is the Globe concerned that overrunning Boston Medical Center means U.S. citizens in Roxbury will wait longer or not receive services? I don't know. 844-500-4242, 617, tell your listeners to check out the prepared food sections of the supermarkets and they will begin to see our new neighbors who are being housed in local hotels. I'm already seeing them in my town on the South Shore. I like to this. This is Spilka. We have so many jobs being unfilled. Well, all the illegal aliens are arriving. How come they're not working? I mean, they should be filling the job, shouldn't they? God, this is just so absurd. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. This is, meanwhile, I put this in my column yesterday. I mentioned this briefly. This is a press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office. The U.S. Attorney, they're doing a, I mean, the office in some ways is doing a good job. They really are. But these press releases, I think this is Rachel Rollins, Mark. Chelsea man indicted for fentanyl trafficking and unlawful reentry into the United States. Wait a second. If he's a Chelsea man, then there's no such thing as unlawful reentry into the United States, because if he's a Chelsea man, he's a citizen. This headline makes no sense. A Chelsea man has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Boston in connection with selling 5 kilograms of fentanyl to an undercover agent after unlawfully reentering the United States after deportation. Luis Alberto Germain Pigrado, a.k.a. Alberto Chiri, 32, was indicted on one count of conspiracy to distribute and to possess with intent to distribute 400 grams or more of fentanyl, et cetera, et cetera. According to the charging documents, he is a citizen of the Dominican Republic. Well, how could he be a Chelsea man? And in November 2020, was removed from the United States following a state drug trafficking conviction out of Plymouth Superior Court, can someone say Brockton, for which he served more than 1 year in prison. You know, all these illegal aliens, you know, this is going to mean more competition in the fentanyl game for Luis Alberto Germain Pagaro, a.k.a. Alberto Chiri.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. We all know someone, maybe even ourselves, who didn't plan to get divorced, who didn't plan to lose a loved one, or who didn't plan to part ways with a business partner. Regardless of the situation, J.J. Manning Auctioneers has helped resolve thousands of real estate settlements arising from divorces, estates, or between business partners. J.J. Manning becomes the conduit between the attorneys for all sides, reporting to all of them throughout the process. There is full transparency, triple record of the proceedings, and most importantly, a hard sale date. The ultimate appraisal of any asset is only defined by the person who wants it the most and who has the wherewithal to buy it. Let J.J. Manning procure this buyer and realize your real estate's full market value. The auction becomes your appraisal and provides closure. Remember, in a J.J. Manning auction, the sales are contingency-free. The closing takes place 30 days from the auction. Deposits are non-refundable, and the buyer pays all commissions. To learn more on how to get your home, multifamily, commercial property, or land sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold. I'm Howie Carr.
There you go. More negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
Elon Musk says he's found a new person to lead Twitter as CEO. And we were all thinking Tucker Carlson, but he didn't name the person, but said she will be starting in around 6 weeks. So unless Tucker is transitioning, it's probably not
Excuse
Tucker.
Me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Good afternoon. I'm calling from the Tappan Zee Bridge. Not the Cuomo Bridge, the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Damn right.
And but yeah, this border issue tonight or tomorrow, this country's in a lot of trouble. It really is. I mean, whatever you see now is going to be compounded by tenfold. And you know who's to blame for this? Barack Obama, when he said he wants to transform the United States to what?
Fundamentally transform. There's a lot of people that have fingerprints on this disaster. And Ted Kennedy is the original author, father of this, with the Immigration Reform Act of 1965. They said this wouldn't change anything, Ernest. And look what's happened since then. The country's falling apart.
Yeah, language for sure.
Press 2 for English, Ernest. Good. I'm glad you're calling it the Tappan Zee. When is the assembly, the New York Assembly, going to get around to changing the name back officially? 844-500-4242. So Caitlin Collins was not always a flaming lib. She used to work for the Daily Caller, which is still around, but it was owned by mainly by Tucker Carlson. He sold at least a large part of his interest in it. But she worked for him, and she was a bit of, as you might expect, she was, knowing the Daily Caller, knowing Tucker Carlson, she was a bit of a conservative. So we got a couple of cuts here from the old days. The first one concerns George Soros and Syrian immigrants to the United States.
Our nation's capital. Caitlin, what does that mean? What's George Soros trying to do with the immigration crisis?
Good morning. Okay, so George Soros is this foreign-born left-wing guy who essentially wants to change the nature of our country. And in this data dump, one of the memos was about the refugee crisis. And they made 3 points. They think that they've been successful at influencing immigration policy across the world. They think that the refugee crisis is an opportunity to continue doing so. And they think the refugee crisis is the new normal. And George Soros is this guy who is a staunch advocate for open borders. He wants people to be able to go wherever they want, whenever they want, for whatever reason. And for him, he sees this immigration policy, this crisis, as a vehicle to further his immigration agenda.
Well, Bill Clinton argued earlier this year that he thinks Syrian refugees could help rebuild Detroit, which is almost laughable, because why would jobs in Detroit go to Syrian refugees instead of the unemployed American citizens who already live there?
Serious refugees.
Is that anti-Semitic? Now you can't criticize George Soros or you'll be called anti-Semitic. They're promoting an anti-Semite to the primetime anchor slot on CNN. I can't believe it. Okay, so then this is now what is she talking about here? What's this next one?
Matt pulled it. It just says she's talking conservative stuff. So
This is Caitlin Collins. She used to be a conservative before she wasn't a conservative.
Star reporter at the Daily Caller, a news site that I oversee very loosely. Caitlin, it's great to see you this morning. So what's this about?
So Terry McAuliffe's primary goal as the governor of Virginia has been to deliver his swing state on a silver platter to Hillary Clinton. This isn't about restoring votes to prison inmates. It's about getting Hillary Clinton in the White House this November.
So he has framed this, though, as a civil rights issue. He's really played the race card pretty hard. He was stopped for a time by a court which said, look, you need to vet each one of these individually on a case-by-case basis. Is he doing that?
No, he's signed these 13,000 voter rights with an auto pin. He's done it in a matter of hours. He's not looking at these on a case-by-case basis, which is why the Supreme Court invalidated his executive order in the first place. He's not looking at it closely. Back in April, when he had 200,000 people whose voting rights he was going to restore, there were 132 sex offenders who made the list and several convicted murderers who are still on probation. He's not looking at this on a case-by-case basis. He just wants to get it done so these people can vote in November.
So his argument is, look, they've paid their dues, even the violent ones, even the sex offenders, and they should be fully reintegrated into society. They should be able to vote, be able to elect to office. They should be able to serve on juries. Interestingly, though, he's not going to restore their gun rights. Why?
Exactly, which is almost laughable.
So does this mean Caitlin Collins, in addition to being an anti-Semite, doesn't support voting rights for convicted felons? I mean, I would say any one of these is a deal breaker for CNN.
Hashtag Pesci says truth hurt.
508 says, the illegals are just coming to fill the void created when Fats Caruso and Yo Pesci got persecuted unjustly by the man.
I'm true to this. You new to this.
Fats Caruso and Yo Pesci, the world will be changed by the time you get out of Club Fed. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.
You be quiet, bro.
With the Democrats in power, your retirement has never been in more danger. Thanks to President Joe Biden's careless spending, the United States hit the debt ceiling. Big banks across the country are collapsing, and the economy is teetering at the edge of the everything bubble crash. The U.S. financial system is in a hopeless state of disrepair, and economists are warning Americans to prepare for the crash and diversify in gold. Call Monetary Gold at 800-267-6500 to receive our free protection guide. Learn how wealthy Americans are buying precious metals to protect their retirement from economic collapse. Gold is the longest-standing inflation hedge and has served as an accepted form of currency for more than 6,000 years. Gold is the only way to safeguard the value of your money from the crash. Call now, because tomorrow may be too late. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500.